The number of West Africans killed by the Ebola virus has risen to 672, according to the latest figures from the United Nations. This is now the largest recorded outbreak of Ebola, which kills up to 90% of those who contract it. In Sierra Leone, the doctor who led the fight against the virus has died. Sheikh Umar Khan has been hailed as a national hero. Tommy Trenchard is a journalist in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone, and he joins us on the line. Tommy, thank you for taking our call. Will you tell us, first of all, about this doctor who has died?
Yes, well, Dr. Khan was hailed, as you say, as a national hero. Sierra Leone doesn't have a lot of previous experience with Ebola, and Dr. Khan was one of the main virologists who was working at the main Kenema government hospital in the fight against this disease. He's been in a treatment center run by the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières for the last week, but sadly we heard the news yesterday that he had succumbed to the disease that he was trying to fight.
How has the health system been coping with this outbreak of Ebola?
I think it's fair to say it's been overstretched. Sierra Leone's health system already had several significant problems in staffing, training, equipment. But the burden is being shared by MSF, which is currently running the largest treatment center over in the east of the country. The government hospital in Kenema has been having a few issues with safety of its staff members. They've lost now 11 to this disease since the first case was registered in late May.
How widespread is the virus in Sierra Leone? You mentioned there the east of the country. Is that the main problem area?
Yes, the east of the country has been very hard hit. It crossed the border from neighbouring Guinea into Kailahun district, and has been that's where we see the highest level of infection rates at the moment. That said, it does appear to be spreading. This week, or last week, we had our first case in Freetown, and I'm told there have been two more since. Freetown is the capital of Sierra Leone, and is not a good environment for a contagious disease. It's very densely populated, a lot of slum areas, and with the rainy season setting in, general standards of hygiene are not ideal for this disease.
Even in Europe, public health authorities have been issuing statements about this outbreak, and I suppose that just goes to show how frightened people are of Ebola. What's been the public reaction in Sierra Leone?
Yeah, it has a very powerful psychological effect. In Sierra Leone, the reaction has been very mixed, and this has been one of the main problems that doctors have been having. A lot of people have reacted with denial. They say the disease doesn't exist at all, while others think that it's some kind of conspiracy by the government and the aid agencies to steal their limbs or sell the blood and various other misinformation. And the problem is that this is keeping people from checking themselves into hospitals to get tested, which is aiding the spread of the disease and reducing chances of survival.
Another problem seems to be that it can take quite a while for the symptoms to present.
Yes, and this particularly is tricky when it comes to trying to restrict travel movements. I mean, the government has set up a series of checkpoints where motorists get their temperatures taken. But the reality is that with an incubation period of as much as 21 days, most of the people passing through these checkpoints with Ebola will go unnoticed. And the same, of course, applies for international travel. Last week we saw the first case in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, which I think has sparked concern about how far this could spread.
Tommy Trenchard in Freetown, the Sierra Leonean capital. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the line this morning.